And the time now, 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka. With us in the studio this morning are two of the instructors for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. We have with us Camille Feelings, who teaches playwriting and comedy clown. Good morning, Camille.
Good morning.
And Tolly McLaughlin, who teaches partner acrobatics and juggling.
Good morning.
So, gentlemen, how is the second week of middle school camp? Is that correct?
Yes, yes. It's the second week, and performances coming up. It's a two-week camp.
All right. So, how's it gone so far?
Going well. You know, it's always an adjustment for me because I'm used to teaching undergrad students. So changing over and teaching middle school students for 2 weeks is, it's fascinating what you learn maybe midway through. And then now we're coming to the end just realizing, I am teaching something, but you've been learning as much as you've been teaching.
I'm guessing that with juggling and playwriting, these kids are naturals. Are they ready to jump in?
You know, it's amazing. I'm co-teaching with a great guy named W.T. McRae, who's now in his sixth summer here at the camp. And we were reflecting the other day about our juggling class. These are middle school students. They arrive 20 minutes early for class. And if we didn't stop them to come and get together, warm up, and talk, they would practice the entire time. They're there early with the balls and the clubs in hand. It's amazing to watch a dedication to a craft that they have just picked up.
Mm-hmm. Camille, do you find that to be?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. With playwriting, it's such a particular, almost technical thing that what I try to do is just tap into what they are, which are natural storytellers. Now they're getting into middle school, so there's a lot of inhibitions that kind of grow naturally on them because they're growing into an adulthood where their tendency to want to just tell a natural story becomes inhibited in some way too. So I try to slowly just say, okay, it's still okay to be a storyteller and let it all out and then figure out how we can shape that story as growing adults into something that has some meaning for them for their future as well. So mm-hmm. That's what I've been finding a lot of times. But it's great because they automatically want to tell you a story, and that's easy to get from somebody if you just start asking the right questions.
And so this week you're going to be doing the performances for the kids.
That's right.
Yeah, where the kids share what they've learned. And
absolutely. We're going to be doing, we have three performances at the Sitka Fine Arts Center in the evening time. That's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night, June 26th, 27th, and 28th. It's at 7 p.m. And we got a number of different classes. They're going to have having presentations. They're going to have presentations. It's a puppet medley, a theater medley, a class called Sonic Boom, which you'd have to ask the teacher about that one. It sounds interesting. There's a African dance and drumming. There's a particular play that a couple of colleagues of mine are teaching called, a particular class called Theater of the Play, where they just study a play and then they enact scenes from it. Partner acrobatics, mask theater performance, another colleague of mine is teaching. Then there's ballet, modern dance, musical theater workshop, which I think Tully is involved in. Then there's jazz band, a cappella, juggling, chamber orchestra, choir, clown theater, which I'm co-teaching with Roblin Davis, concert band. And then on Friday, we have a 1-4 showing of some of the things that are going on outside of the nights at the Sitka Fine Arts Center, Performing Arts Center. And that's at the Sheldon Jackson campus. So there's a visual arts show. There's a puppet medley, a puppetry theater medley that one of the teachers is programming. There's a jazz combos, music composition. Then there's small ensembles, vocal solo, and then some writing classes. So a lot of things going on for this weekend, this week.
Yeah. And we'll put the whole schedule, make it available to you guys so you can put it on your website. Mm-hmm. Right. There are different performances each night depending on what class the students were in.
Now, this is the first year that the two of you have taught at this camp.
Yes, sir.
Are there a lot of the faculty and staff that are at this camp for the first time, as well as a lot of the kids?
Yeah, I found a few people. There's a couple of, as a poetry teacher who's teaching for the first time in Sitka. And for me, this is my first time in Alaska, period. So it's a lot of different cultural adjustments. And the climate has been so great the last week and a half, 2 weeks. So I really have nothing to complain about. It's just beautiful. And people tell me it's rainy usually, normally all the time. So it's a lot of adjustments. But the first year people, the first people who are first doing the teaching for the first time, I'm always just comparing those and seeing how they're doing. And they're always, it's just a general adjustment that you're kind of, you know, shifting into a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You really have to give props to Roger Schmidt for creative recruiting. I mean, if you talk to the faculty, people who are here for the first time or people who are coming back, there's no two recruitment stories that are the same. So faculty members find themselves here in every possible way. And it's a testament to Roger and others who do that to find all those little ways to get world-class performers and teachers up here.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tully, you're from New York?
I am.
And Camille, Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay, so mm-hmm. I imagine you've both taught at other camps. Mm-hmm. Is that true? And so what are the unique things that you've discovered with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp?
I think it's really just unique about Sitka in a lot of ways. I think the Fine Arts Camp reflects that there's a power to Sitka which you wouldn't expect in a town of this size and in Alaska. And I think that not only are there increasingly with every passing year more students coming from all over Alaska. I mean, there's a student from Barrow, for example, the farthest northernmost city in the United States, but there are students from other countries. And I think we'll only begin to see that grow. It's cool. It's really cool to think that you can come to this place, which is naturally gorgeous, and have it also be this little teeming hotbed of creativity for old and young.
Yeah. There's also this tradition, or apparently this longer tradition that I know about, a sense of community. I remember just writing down when Roger was introducing us during orientation, I wrote down volunteer love, because there's a lot of people doing a lot of things, and Tully can probably delineate what's happening. But as far as just from food being cooked to our stuff being cleaned and things, most of it is being done by volunteers from the community or people from far off places from Alaska or even farther abroad. So it's just amazing how much love you get. And it's people just manpower. Like, you know, there's no way you can actually interfere with that and say, oh, we're not getting paid enough, so we're going to walk away, because people are doing it just for free. They just love what this fine arts camp does for the community. And, yeah, I'm just impressed with that, because you don't tend to see that much mobilization, at least as far as I can see in Philadelphia. And maybe it's because it's a smaller community. Maybe it's because it's very, very meaningful to all of Alaska. But it's fascinating to me to see it. It's very, inspiring.
There was a guy who was out mowing the lawn, who mows the lawn every, I wish I knew this gentleman's name, every weekend mows the lawn at Sheldon Jackson, started at 8 in the morning, and at 9:30 at night he was still going.
It's a big lawn.
It's a huge lawn, and he's a volunteer. Yeah. He doesn't get paid at all. And just seeing that, I mean, talk about volunteer love. Uh-huh. Yeah. If you don't love it, you're not coming out on Saturdays and mowing the lawn for 14 hours.
And that has to mean something to the kids who are watching. And whether they know it or not, they see a lot of mobilization of adults around them. That gives you a certain, I mean, I know it would give me that sense when I was a kid of seeing adults doing things for you. Not because they're getting paid to do it, just because they love doing it to make it a great experience for you. So.
And it's a ripple mm-hmm. effect. It means the faculty don't see it as a transactionary thing. I come, I get paid, I teach, I leave. They see it as coming, a lot of them, and being a part of a community. And pitching in elsewhere in the camp, getting involved when they're needed, and not simply holing up in their classroom.
Mm-hmm. Now, the performances this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, that the students will be giving at the Performing Arts Center, I understand that the kids not only will be, you know, on stage, of course, showing what they've learned, but they also do the production. They're on side stage and all of that, too. Is that mm-hmm. That must be an enormous coordination effort to get all these kids together to make it all happen at once.
It is. There's a whole logistics team working behind the scenes. The kids are as powerful as the volunteers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Camille, what are some of the things you think we'll be shocked and amazed by with these kids on later this week?
Well, I've been watching I co-teach the clown class with Roblin Davis. He's teaching me, actually, as I'm co-teaching, how to work with kids who just have a great spontaneity, just who want to just entertain, who want to just perform, who want to just give a lot. And what he does is just try to get them to, you know, just focus a little bit in particular in terms of cooperative work. So they end up turning their energies not just at a, hey, look at me, and hey, I'm being entertaining, hey, I'm being funny, but they work with a goal towards making a cooperative effort between one partner or groups of, and a whole group. So it's really fascinating to watch that detail being kind of accomplished among kids who I imagine have a lot of other distractions in their life at this point. I mean, I can't stress enough that I remember middle school and it was rough for me because I was turned into this adult, had a different body, and I was all of a sudden being expected to be an adult and I wasn't quite there yet. So it's an interesting time to watch how these energies are being kind of molded in a certain way. Yeah, it's fascinating. But yeah, I mean, I think you'll be able to see a lot of that energy, just pure energy, and being kind of just let loose, in particular little pulses here and there. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in and telling us a little bit about the camp. And we'll get the schedule on our website so that people can attend these performances.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, man. Mm-hmm.